Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney and welcome to episode 15 in the ABCs of Now series. This is where we're reviewing the ABCs in reverse. With each episode, we're examining a specific word assigned to a letter of the alphabet with the intention of revisiting some elementary, or shall we say, some foundational ideas and concepts we've learned, in much the same way that we might have learned our ABCs in grade school, kindergarten, even preschool. Think about ABCs as your building blocks, our building blocks. And from our building blocks of ABCs, we've built upon them so many ideas and concepts. But now, because our greater world is in such a time, let's say an era of change, we're using this as an opportunity to review those old things. We're unwinding, we're undoing, we're deconstructing. As the world we've lived in is now shaking, it's time to determine what really is truth from within us. What are those things that we want to move forward with? The truth that can endure, the truth that can stand sure and bring us all to a place of peace. If you haven't already been following this series, I urge you to find my podcast. It's called, of all things, Maura Sweeney, Living Happy Inside Out. And the podcast is available on iTunes, it's on Stitcher Radio, it's on iHeart, and a number of other podcast platforms. Each episode in this whole series is just one nugget of a greater picture. And each individual nugget is designed to help reflect, to grow in personal awareness, but it's also designed to help uplift and energize your spirit. I know you'll enjoy the journey, and I hope you share this series with your friends, with your neighbors, with anybody you think that may enjoy it or be looking forward to some kind of an uplift when they might feel like they're a little bit challenged by the world as it's now appearing. So, are you ready for episode 15? Well, today we're going to look at the letter L, and the word I have is life. Life. Now, think about a foundational word, life. Think about the baby that comes out of the womb. Life. It's so elementary, and yet many of us overlook it. So today we're going to examine and reflect on what life in its purest form actually means to us. We might find out that life as it's been suggested to us and life as it truly is are at somewhat or something of a variance. To start this, like I do with pretty much every podcast, I'm going to go into the dictionary and deliver a couple of definitions that sort of popped out at me. Here's the first, life, the quality that distinguishes a vital and functional being from a dead body, or you might say a cadaver, life. Secondly, life, a principle or force that is considered to underlie the distinctive quality of animate beings. A third definition that stood out for life is this, spiritual existence transcending death. And when I went back to find out the etymology or the original root of the word life, what do you think I got but to live? Lastly, I want to give you this definition that came from Oxford English Dictionary about life. Life is the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change. So those were some noteworthy definitions, but I wanted to also do something else. In capturing life, I went into the thesaurus and I looked for some synonyms. So here were the synonyms, the things that would otherwise describe life. And I want you either to listen to them, to imagine them, or even if you can, to step into the energies of these words. Ready? Activity, growth, heart, soul, being, breath, energy, enthusiasm, esprit, essence, excitement, get up and go, liveliness, sparkle, vigor, vitality, zest, zing, and zip. Think about and feel right into the sum total of those words. You can actually sense the sparkle and the life within those collectives of words. But now, as a counterpoint, let me give you the antonyms or opposites for life. Are you ready? Apathy, impotence, inability, inefficiency, lack, laziness, lethargy, weakness, cowardice, dispiritedness, idleness, inactivity, indifference, powerlessness, and tiredness. Now that is a good counterpoint, isn't it? So as we're examining this word life, now we have two different things to consider on more than one level. Now, if you've been tuned into this series, or if you happen to listen to the previous episode, which was episode 14, we were focusing in on the letter M and the word money, or as I examined it, I called it magic, as in the magic power of money, to potentially lead us away from some of our natural desires and inclinations. Well, if money in this current world, or the world we've been in, has a certain aspect to it that was maybe pulling us away from our natural desires and inclinations, this episode, where we're looking at the letter L and the word life, is something of a very close cousin. So if we're going to look at the letter L and the word life, what came to mind were two images or exercises that you can consider doing so that you can revisit, let's say, the life you've been living and consider what really is life for you and make those choices, be intentional about them, and move forward in that regard as we move forward each and every day of our lives. Okay, so the first thought that came to mind, if we're going to be looking backwards, let's say in retrospect, as the life that we thought we had and what we thought constituted life, here were the two things that came to mind. The first is the image of a memorial service. You might want to call it a funeral, which seems to be the opposite of life, but I don't mean for it to be that way, and I'll tell you why. It was just a few days ago, I was at an exercise class, and just before it started, our instructor happened to be referencing another instructor who'd be soon coming back to teach. The woman's husband apparently had died, could have been 2 years ago. The man died suddenly, and although this current instructor had never met her fellow instructor's husband who had passed, she decided she was going to go to the memorial service as a show of support. Now, even though this event had apparently taken place maybe 2 years ago, the instructor was sharing with us an immediate remembrance of this man's life, a man she never met. Now, I can't tell you if the man had accomplished a lot in life in terms of his career, the money he made, the accolades that he, amassed during the course of his lifetime. Now, as she remembered this man that she never met, who was being celebrated at the memorial, the instructor perked up. Now, I want you to think about the word perking up, as if life was coming out of her. It came out of her language. It came out of her body. And it literally transformed the room that we were in as she was speaking about this man. She was talking about the impact, the influence, the positive aspects of this man that she thought was remarkable because of the way that he was around his family, around his friends, around his neighbors. So I want you to think about this. A man this woman never met, whose memorial service or funeral she had attended 2 years ago, comes to her mind, and what immediately comes forth from her? Life. Now I want you to think about that, if you will, in terms of yourself. Imagine yourself viewing from another room, maybe by listening to it, to people memorializing you when you're not there. What kinds of things would you like them to say about you? Not necessarily because it's going to be stroking your ego, but because those things give you life. Those things matter to you in the long run. Those things are meaningful, truthful, energizing to you. And if you want to think about life in terms of the early definition that I gave you, which is spiritual existence transcending death, imagine how potent an exercise that can be for you. But you might say, well, Maura, still, I don't want to think about my funeral or my memorial service. I have another idea for you, another exercise or image for you. And you can really come up with the same idea or the same outcome. I want you to imagine that you have been asleep. This is not an ordinary night's sleep, but it is a deep, deep sleep to the point where you are fully, deeply immersed in a different reality. Now, maybe you've already experienced this before, where you're so deep in sleep that everything is so real, so tangible. You not only can see everything in your dream, you can move around, you can see vividly, you can feel, you can imagine, you're hearing, you're touching things, everything in that dream with all of your senses, your memories in the dream, everything about it are so tangibly real to you. And then all of a sudden, something happens and you emerge. You wake up from that dream and you think, it might take you a few minutes, and it was such a deep sleep that you think, oh my gosh, wait a minute, that wasn't reality. I'm just waking up now and this is reality. This is the new day. This is where I really live. Now, you might have had an experience like I could remember one day, or maybe more than once, waking up from some nightmares that were so deep, like saying to myself, oh my gosh, thank goodness I'm not a drug addict, or something that in that dream was so real and maybe felt so much like I was contained or captured by that dream. Well, imagine your life as one. It doesn't have to be a nightmare, but one that you have been in such a deep sleep with. You've been slumbering. You were not fully aware. You were in a different reality. You were being led forth as if going down a stream of thought, a stream of ideas, and you got way immersed, very much involved in it, but that suddenly the sunlight is beginning to emerge. It's coming through. It's starting to pierce through your eyelids because it's the beginning of a new day. The sunshine's coming, and you're somewhere between the night's sleep and the dawn of a new day. And you wake up and you think, oh my goodness, I was dreaming. But it's a brand new day. And the sun is just coming over the horizon. There's a whole new set of possibilities. There are new choices I can make. There are new things I can think about. There are new perspectives I can acquire. There are new intentions I can make. Because it's a brighter day and because it's a brand new day, I actually can say, oh, you know what? I'm going to think about something new today. I'm going to do something new today. That's a different way of looking at what life was and what life can be moving forward. I want you to think about that in your own life. Think about that from within. It's a great exercise because what it's doing is restoring to you something of your consciousness, your awareness, your connection with truth that abides and exudes life within you. And it reminds you that you can choose and choose anew. So I would invite you to give a few moments of thought. Maybe you want to do it several times today, maybe over the coming weeks. Maybe you want to listen to this episode again. But I want you to realize that just as you might have looked back in history and you've looked at different eras, E-R-A-S, or epochs in time, and you realized over the course of watching history that new eras come to be, I want you to realize that you are here. You're in the here and now. You might have been part of a previous era, but you also have the capacity within you to make new choices and to go and delve within yourself to say, what are those new activities, those new areas of growth? Where's the heart and soul and sense of being and breath and energy and enthusiasm that dwells within me that I can tap into, choose to remember, and then live out of, breathe out of, beam out of my very being so that rather than being part of the dream or the things that were in the past or the elementary ideas that I built myself on in the past that really didn't support life or help deliver me to live in that place of enthusiasm and zest and zing and zip, and I can actually go and choose to be those things. I want you to know that as you do that, not only will you feel that greater sense of life coming forth from you, but you will help others to remember to go and live from that place of life as well. You will be helping to create that new day that lives in front of us all. There's a new world coming, and that world is waiting for the real you to show up, and so am I. So I hope today will give you some ideas, some thoughts that will uplift your spirits, but that you'll take some action and make them your own. So until the next time, when we meet again, remember, this has been Maura with Maura for You. Bye-bye.